gives us the ability to say, Father, you're amazing. You know what? You know what I need. And so here I am, and would you come and heal me? And so we're going to pray for everyone in just a moment who needs some healing. So those of you, prayer team, come on up if you got some words, and we'll just start off. So where are the people that have arthritis in their shoulders and elbows? Can I get you to put your hand up? Arthritis in your shoulders and elbows. Okay. Are you folks able just to come on over here, and we'll just start praying for you? So as your word is called, just come on up, and we'll just start standing on the lines, and prayer team will just start coming to you and ministering to you.
When we were in the back room, we have a chalkboard back there, and while we're soaking, anything that the Lord brings to us, we write on the chalkboard. And we had three different areas. And so first thing I got was that to remain calm and peaceful, especially in the season of the year where everything is scurry and run and added things to do and added things to places to go, I just got a real sense to remain calm with the Lord's peace. No matter what you have to do, just keep in His peace. But then right away I got ears, and I sat down, and then I came up right away and wrote about ears, because I feel like it's connected, that because there's a lot of scurry and a lot of sound and a lot of, you know, you go to the malls and the just extra music and a lot of the people and everything like this, I just got this sense of ears, like just to have peace in your ears and a calm in your ears, like healing from all the noise and everything like that for your ears. So some people might have sensitive ears. Maybe that's what I was getting, that, you know, that to give sort of a peace to the sensitive ears. Also, I was getting spiritual ears to open at this time, especially to open your spiritual ears to God. So, yeah. If anybody has hearing problems or ears, sensitive ears or hearing problems, anybody have ear problems? Hearing? Okay, yes, come on up. Yeah, you can come over here, okay? To that side. Yeah.
Yeah, feelings of depression. God wants to heal your depression.
So just come right up here if that's you.
So I have to pray for them, right?
All types of infections, even ear infections, but all types of infections, abscesses and things like this, that God is wanting to cleanse with the blood of Jesus, to cleanse our blood.
Okay, I've got two, and I don't know if they're joint, but I felt there's somebody here with tonsils. Something, you know, they got an infection, or is there anybody here? Tonsils? Anything? Okay, this is a weird one, but I guess we can say it. I felt like that somebody might have said over you that you talk too much, and I just want to break it off. So I just thought I know it sounds weird. Come on, stand.
I'm standing.
Yeah.
That could be my wife thinking about me.
It's a curse, you know, that somebody said that over you, and I want to break that off of you, because it's a gift that the Lord has given you.
Did you have a word?
No, but this, I got
people as well. Right. Okay, those of you that have any kind of sickness or pain, can I get you to stand up, wherever you are? Right. So those of you that are seated, can I get you to go to one of these people? In fact, those of you standing, put your hand in the air. And those of you seated, go to someone and pull their hand down and say, I'm with you. And when you get to your friend, find out where the pain is, what the sickness is. Don't do anything yet, but just tag up with one person and ask them, what are we going to be praying for?
Guys, I also got back injury, if anybody's had a back injury, and I also got heart complaint.
Right. Anybody not have someone come to them? So there's a couple people still have their hands up. So those of you, even if this is you've never done this before, can I just get you to stand up, go find someone who has their hand up? There's a gentleman over here. There's a lady over here. And just there's a gentleman at the near the back. So if you don't mind just moving around, finding someone. If you're here, even if you're a guest, just find someone that's got their hand up, go to them, ask them where the pain is. You don't need to do anything yet, You can start praying if you'd like. There's a gentleman. Okay, I think, are we covered? One gentleman still over here. If there's someone able to go to him. Somebody over here on this side over here that's not moving. Someone. Good. There we go. Okay, here's what I'd like you to do. The prayers of Jesus were short commands. Jesus spoke to the sickness in the person's body and said things like this, leave now. He told people to do things that it was impossible to do. For example, he said, stand up, get up. And he began to command people to do things that the sickness and pain would not allow them to do. So if it's appropriate, put your hand on that very part of their body that needs a miracle, needs a breakthrough, and just push in and say, Holy Spirit, come, bring healing, bring restoration. And just begin to speak that over your friend right now. And Father, we just say for all those that are watching on Catch the Fire TV right now that have sickness and pain in their bodies, Father, I'm asking for your Holy Spirit to come. And Father, would you do just an amazing work in every person in this room and those watching right now. And Father, thank you that healing is not limited to you have to be at the right place at the right time. And Father, we recognize that Jesus ministered a couple times to people who weren't even in the city. There was one gentleman that, I think if I'm right, it was like a day's journey that he traveled to find Jesus. And Jesus said, your son is healed now. And as he's going home, he met his servant. It's John chapter 5, I think that story's in. And God is able to touch you wherever you are today. So even if no one, for those of you watching at home right now, even if no one is at your home, it's just you, God can still heal you. So Father, we just release anointing in this room. We release anointing into everybody and everybody. Father, we're asking for the Holy Spirit for those who are up at the front, those who are in your seats. We're asking for the Holy Spirit to just go up and down your body right now. Go right into organs, right into the places where there's disease. Spirit of God, would you come? Spirit of God, would you come? We welcome you. Welcome your presence, Father. We speak release of sickness leaves your body. Pain leaves your body. So Holy Spirit, we welcome you to come. Everywhere where there's pain, we speak the word peace in the name of Jesus. And those of you that are being ministered to, I want you to just remember that if Jesus was here, you would be healed. And here's the truth. The Holy Spirit that was in Jesus did the healing. The Holy Spirit that's in your friend beside you is the one who does the healing. It actually wasn't Jesus that healed people. It was the Spirit of God in Jesus that did the healing. And that same Holy Spirit is with us right here today. So Holy Spirit, come.
Yes, I just speak life into you. Can I get the people that are being ministered over to repeat after me? This healing belongs to me.
This healing belongs to me.
Because of what my Father did on the cross. And I declare this healing.
And I declare this healing.
I receive this healing now.
I receive this healing now. In Jesus' name. And just let the Holy Spirit come. You just said an amazing little invitation prayer for God to come and minister to you. For those of you that are at the front that are being ministered to, some of you had things that are very easy to check, like you had, we're praying for elbows and shoulders, we're praying for hearing, and if any of you are feeling a change, those of you on the ministry team, just check with people. If they're feeling a change, just bring them over to the microphones here, and so we'll just be able to get some testimonies right away. Those of you that are in your seats ministering to your friend, can I get you to get them to do a little checkup? How are they doing? Are they better? Are they even a little bit better? If they're even a little bit better, I'd like you to bring them up and you be the one who gives a testimony on behalf of your friend. Would that be all right? So if they're just a little bit better, you bring them up and say, this is Sue. I was praying for Sue, for her, da-da-da-da, and she is a little bit better. She's a lot better, etc. So if you've been ministering to someone and they're better, grab their hand, bring them up. Come on.
This is Henry. His shoulders have been, what would you say? How much percentage would you say your shoulders have been healed right now?
About 40%.
About 40%.
Well, a little bit of healing is a miracle still, because you can't do it yourself.
Is 40% good enough?
No.
It's good, but it's not good enough. So just pray a little bit more for it. Yeah.
Lord, I thank you for the power of healing, Lord, and I just rebuke all this pain, and I send it to the cross in the name of Jesus. This healing belongs to him, and he's receiving it in the name of Jesus. And I just declare freedom from all pain and any other sickness that is in his body. And I remove it from you right now. I send it to the cross. It's not of you, and it does not belong here. Can you repeat after me?
Not gone, but it's feeling better.
So the 40% is now what? Put the microphone in.
It's hard to say. I don't know.
The pain is less, though.
The pain is less.
Yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah. I feel like I have a little more movement.
Okay, a little bit more movement. Great.
Thank you, Jesus.
High five. Nice high five. Reach. How was that?
It was good. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Excellent. Good. What happened here? You were praying for this lady?
I was praying for Charlotte. She's here as a tourist. And her knees were stiff and sore, and a lot of her muscles around, I think, the shoulder and down her back as well. Okay. So she's a little bit better, but she needs more healing.
She needs a little bit more. And in your lower back? Lower back. Right there. Okay, do you want to put your hand there again? Let's stretch our hands towards Margaret. Charlotte, sorry. So, Father, we're asking for your Holy Spirit to come. Holy Spirit, come into her body right now. Into her body right now. Right now. Charlotte, the Holy Spirit's with you right there. There he is. We'll check with her in just a moment, see how she's doing.
So this is Chi Yi, and we were praying for her hip, in particular problems with her sciatic nerve. And while we were praying, she's checking out and stuff. Over 50% healed, but kind of hard to say.
Better than I did before.
Okay, well, we're going to pray for 100% healing.
Yes, Lord, I thank you for healing. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and just remove all pain in her body and her hip, Lord. And I just rebuke all this sickness, all this disease, Lord. And I just send to the cross. It does not belong here. And I just ask Holy Spirit to heal it now, remove it right now. And just wipe off anything, the spiritual that may be causing it. And I send it all back to the cross. I mean, it's not as sore as it was. Today was rough and coming in. So, I mean, I can just feel even when I'm stretching it out, it doesn't ache as much. So, I'm feeling that.
Thank you for healing, Lord.
Very good. Thank you. Sciatic's not a good one, is it? I had that in the summer. Not good at all. Not good at all. Good. Anyone else that's feeling better? Seeing a noticeable difference taking place? Yep.
Yeah, so we have Linda here, and Linda has had problems with her ears, very sensitive ears. She's had ringing in her ears. She's had,
continual noise in her ears, and so when I spoke about the ears and peace to the ears, she came forward. Right now, we'll ask her how she feels, okay?
Well, I had an infection in my left ear, and it's been taking a while to get healed, and so recently I haven't been hearing the same. My right ear has been clear, but my left ear sounds like in a barrel I hear from the inside of my head, and when I went back there, I feel that my ears are both equal now. I feel I can hear from them clearly, both of them.
Yay, God.
Anybody else that's feeling a change? Those of you in your seats, did you give up? Did you, they got completely healed and they've left the building? Is that the, what's happened? Everyone gets quiet when we start doing this kind of stuff. It's like, it's all right. It's good that God comes, isn't it? Did something happen with you? Come on up. Come on up. Very good. What was wrong?
I've been doing a lot of physical work, and I was pulled my muscle around my hip and the top of my neck. I had been healed of a herniated disc a few years ago, and I claimed healing over my body, over my back. And I did receive my healing, and because of the aggravation lately too, it's come back. There's my prayer partner. I was praying for her. I asked her what was wrong, and she said herniated disc. So the same power of the healing that I had received in the name of Jesus, I imparted into her. Yep. Yes.
And how is she? Here she is. So what happened?
Well, powerful prayer and the presence of the Lord, yep. And I accept my healing. I receive it.
So do you feel pain? Do you feel a difference in your body?
Not right now. I'm pain-free. Had a chiropractic adjustment this morning, and but it's a chronic issue.
A chronic issue. But you're pain-free right now?
Yeah.
Right. So I know what it's like to see a chiropractor because I go about every 2-3 weeks. And so you feel good usually afterwards. And, Daddy, we're asking that not just from the chiropractor that she feels good, but that this prayer would be powerful and effective, and Father, that she doesn't have these kind of recurring things at all. Father, that the word chronic is just taken off of her in Jesus' name. Any of you have something that the doctors have said is chronic or constant? Hands up if that word has been spoken over you in terms of your sickness or pain. Just break that off of yourself. Just I cut those words off of me right now in Jesus' name. And we just separate you from those kind of judgments, as it were. Those things are not your identity. They're not the identity that God gave you. Not God's identity for you. So Holy Spirit, come. May her body continue to be pain-free. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Anyone else, before we move on, wants to give a quick testimony? Well, can I thank those of you who gave to Friday? He has, my guess, would be enough for a ticket. There was just over almost $2,600. And from my understanding, that it's around $1,800, $2,000 to get to Nairobi. So I don't know what Botswana would be, but around there? Joburg, yeah. So $2,500 should get him there and have some money to buy some gifts for his kids. So thank you so much for doing that. That was a very gracious thing on your behalf. And, do you know, can I just remind you to every time you're a giver, when you do those kind of things, when you respond to a need and when you respond to when the Lord speaks to you and says, give to that need, you have just put yourself in a place to receive. I told folks last week that Sandra and I, in a five-week period of time, have had over $25,000 show up from God. I got more money today. I haven't even looked at the envelope yet. It's just there. I know it's there, and it's enough to go on a bill, my wife says. So we don't even know what the amount is. I haven't looked at it. But when you do those kind of things, even if it's $5, $10, get ready for God to do something back. And when you begin to live in that lifestyle of just being a responder to God when it comes to giving things away. I can remember I did maybe about 2 years ago, I went to my bank and I got a $100 bill and I gave it to one of the guys in my cell group in the morning meeting. Like I called him up and I said, Gilberto, here's $100. I would like you to go and give it away to someone in our congregation. And so he gives it away and I said, bring that person up to the front. And it was like, Gilberto, was it hard to give that $100 away? And guess what he said? It wasn't hard at all. Why wasn't it hard for him to give it away? Because it wasn't his to begin with. Does that make sense? And so it was easy to pass it on. So if you live in an atmosphere that everything that you have is not yours to begin with, it's God's, you shouldn't be holding on as tight. Does that make sense? By the way, we've already given the offering, so this has nothing to do with offering. This is now about you being blessed. And the shocking thing was that Gilberto, he walked down this aisle and everybody's going, you know, because they all want the $100 bill. And he gave it to a lady who was visiting our church. She's actually a member of our church, and her husband are missionaries in China. And this was their first Sunday back. And we'd actually scheduled them to come up and give us testimony, but they hadn't been brought up to the stage yet. And it was like, that was pretty cool. So God's able to do all sorts of good little things like that. Sounds like someone went out one of the fire escape doors, and so that's a good thing. Do you have a story?
I'm scared to say this because I'm scared to be wrong, but it's just Holy Spirit's been really just saying the same thing over and over, even in the prayer room. But I keep hearing blood condition. Like, I don't know whether it's somebody here or if there's somebody here whose family member or friend has a blood condition. But I just want to, if there's anybody here who has a blood condition, I don't know. I just keep hearing blood condition, blood stream. If you have that, can you just put your hand up? Or if you know a family member who has a blood condition or a friend,
come up to the front.
Yeah, you can just, if you just want to stand, we can pray. Okay, come on up. Yeah, maybe if the school of ministry students can just gather around them wherever they are at. If you just put your arm up. Can you guys gather around the people with their arms up? Right here?
So here's what we'd like to do. Can I get everyone to stand up? I'd like to pray this immunity, building the Holy Spirit to just come and strengthen your bodies. So I don't know where your immune system is, but it's somewhere inside you, is it not? It's all over you? So if it's all over you, it's very similar to the Holy Spirit, isn't it? So just, how would you do this? Make a fist like you're holding onto your immune system. Father, we're asking. Now, we know that you can heal people, but we also know, Father, you can protect us. That's what the Bible talks about. It talks about that an awful lot, about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ being with us. And Father, we read that in the scriptures, there's no story of Jesus ever getting sick. And the Bible says a few things that are different about Jesus than us. One of the things that it says, that Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. And Daddy, the truth is that while we have the Holy Spirit with us, and many times we're full of the Holy Spirit, but we're also not always full to capacity like Jesus was. And so, Father, if that's one of the secrets of never getting sick, Father, would you fill us again with your Holy Spirit? Father, whenever sickness and disease would come our way, would you fill us with the Holy Spirit? Father, we're asking that just like Jesus was immune, that you would do that very same thing for us. Jesus spoke over us, and he said that we are co-heirs. We're co-heirs with him. And so, Father, we would like the same conditions on us as our stepbrother, as it were, Jesus, as our friend, as our Savior. And so, Daddy, would you bring a strong immune system into our bodies, that colds, flus, all those kind of diseases, especially communicable diseases, would not come our way. And we put the cross of Jesus between us and every person around us who be breathing on us, coughing on us, and touching us with germs and all that kind of stuff. Father, we just put ourselves under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Daddy, would you strengthen our innermost being? Would you strengthen the insides of us? Strengthen our stomach, strengthen our lungs, strengthen our blood, strengthen the blood cells, strengthen every part of who we are. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you to come. May we not have to have flu shots. May we just go through the winter, just an amazing time of enjoying winter, enjoying friends, being close to people, giving hugs, not being afraid to give handshakes and all that kind of stuff. And Father, we choose not to live in fear, but we choose to live in faith that our God is able. And so, Father, would you come and breathe life into us right now? So just take a deep breath of the Holy Spirit as it, just welcome his presence into your body. The Holy Spirit, come. We welcome you to come. Welcome your strength to come. Father, minister to our bodies right now. Minister to our bodies. And Father, if any of us still have a sickness or a disease, Father, may it be gone by the time we wake up tomorrow morning. Father, thank you for some amazing healings that take place in our church every single Sunday at the various campuses. Some amazing stories over the last few weeks of God's goodness. And Father, thank you that you're with us. Thank you, Father. Fill us with your